Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. Explore the mind of MLB All-Star, Silver Slugger, and Gold Glove winner, Brett Boone, as he sits down with his friends from the world of professional sports. Now up to bat, Brett Boone.
Brett Boone, former Rangers hitting coach, joining us as an Odyssey Baseball insider, and he has the Brett Boone podcast as well, and it's all brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Do we have Brett's video, or are we just doing audio with it? Brett, good morning. You there?
How you doing? Yeah, I had the video up. It went away.
Okay.
What's going on? Is that on my end or in your end or what?
I don't know. Are you wearing clothes?
I am. I am not nude.
Well, good. Brett, it feels like we're kind of just treading water throughout this first half with the Rangers. Of course, as you know, the AL West is the closest division in baseball. If you're Chris Young right now and you got the trade deadline still a ways away, are you thinking about buying, selling, or staying?
I'm always thinking about buying. I mean, you want to win. And look at the league this year. It's just so strange to me. I was going over the entire American League. There's five teams 500 or better. So at this stage of the game, nobody's really out of it. It's, you know, you look at the games coming up for the Texas Rangers. It seems like every series they play, they're playing a sub 500 team. So nobody's out of it at this point. You know, with the exception of the Yankees and Tampa Bay, Seattle Mariners, you know, we've talked about it throughout the season. I've always thought they're by far the class of this division, but they're not running away with it either. They're starting to play better. So at this point, I'm holding serve. Let's see what happens, getting Langford back, getting this team healthy, and see if they can make a run. So at this point, I don't think it's either way. I think a year ago, you know, because we didn't make it because of the injuries down the stretch, maybe you feel a little snake bitten, like, oh, we went for it a little bit, got a couple pitchers in the mix, didn't work out for us. So that's kind of lingering over probably CY's head a little bit. But right, I know CY and the way he is. I mean, he's just pedal to the metal. We're winning. We're winning every year. I've never been around a guy that really kind of wants to win more than him. So right now, he's probably thinking, let's stay in this. Let's see where we're at, and we'll make that decision when we have to.
Brett, just click the video on the bottom of that. We got you on here, but we gotta see you. We got to see that beautiful hair.
Yeah, we got to see it.
Click the video feature on your Zoom.
Okay.
There we go.
I just clicked it, and it clicks out.
No.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll just have to hear the dulcet tones of your voice.
Brett,
I really apologize. I'm right there. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, kids. I'm clicking video, and it won't. It's got the line through it.
So they've struggled with teams that are below 500. You mentioned there's only a handful of teams that are above 500 in the American League. They've played decent against teams that are above, not so great against teams that are below. Have you been on a team like that where you seem to play up to competition and down to competition? And we're almost halfway through the season. We're a couple of weeks away from being halfway through. You kind of are what you are at this point. But have you been on a team, and how do you get out of that?
You just keep playing. I mean, I look at the guys, to me, what unbelievable turnarounds. And I've seen some turnarounds in my life. I've had a couple. But to see Josh Jung and Ezekiel Duran turn it around like this, it's polar opposite of 2025 for them. So I'm looking at with the Nimmo addition, Peterson, Jock's not killing it.
Yeah.
But to a year ago, he's killing it.
Yeah.
Seager hitting 180, that's got to change. Seager's the key for me. Seager's got it. If everybody else is doing what they're doing right now, and Seager's being the Corey Seager, I think it's a little bit different. I think they're above 500 at this point. He's the key to me, and keeping him healthy. But yes, I've been on teams like this where you just kind of look at each other after every game, after every series, and kind of like, what the hell's going on? We never know. You know, you kind of get a feel. 2 weeks ago, you had that feeling, well, this is going to be a long year. I think they dropped down to 5 or 6 under 500. You thought this is going to be a long, and then all of a sudden they go on a run. They're, you know, 7 out of their last 10, they win. So you just don't know. It's frustrating probably as a fan. But this team, they're just kind of looking around every day. They go, all right, let's keep going, let's keep grinding, see what comes out of it, and maybe we can make a real run. So, yeah, I've been on teams like that. I've been, it's very strange, but there's nothing you can do as a player. And I find that players, other than, you know, different than coaches, different than fans, they think a lot differently. When I was playing, I didn't think about all the noise around me. I just thought win, lose, indifferent. I go home, I get ready. The next day I wake up and we go play again. So they think much differently than we do. We tend to analyze everything so much more when the players are kind of in a bubble.
Brett Boone joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Tom Verducci had an article. It was talking about Manny Machado. I know you see a lot of Manny being out there in on the West Coast. But it was also talking about guys who are 31 to 35 and how never before in the history of the sport have hitters between those ages had a worse batting average and have struggled compared to league average more. We're now the first time ever they're hitting worse than guys who are under 25. And the thought is that the pitching's so good, it's so fast, and just the sequences aren't the same. They just can't keep up. When did you kind of notice that you were a little bit slower, that fastball you just couldn't keep up with anymore?
You know, I got to, say I was 32 years old, 31, 32 years old, feeling about as good as I could feel. I ran into Robbie Alomar one time at a bar, and I said, Robbie, you know, what's wrong with you? He was on the downside. He's like, Booney, I felt like I woke up and I was 35 and I was old. And I just kind of brushed it off, and I thought, I'll never be old like that. You know, I take care of myself, and I train, and I remember doing a contract negotiation. They said the numbers would pan out, and after 35, especially guys with as much mileage as you have on your legs, Brett, start to go downhill. And I was oblivious. I said, you're crazy. I'll tell you what, I got the 35. I was old overnight, like they had predicted. I don't think it's the pitching. I laugh at this pitching. The pitching's so much better. I think it's an excuse why we're allowed to hit 226 these days. It's like, no, the zone's as small as it's ever been. Maybe north-south a little better, but east-west, it's as small as it's ever been. You know what a strike is. You know what a ball is. Yes, the velocity is up, without a doubt. But when hasn't velocity been up from generation to generation? And to just be able to say, oh, they're throwing harder and the spin rate's more, I think it's a built-in excuse to, oh, I can hit 238 and still survive and be okay, instead of striving for numbers that have always been set in place. You know, this OPS thing, I think it's a really good measure for a player. But to live and die by the OPS, I think it's hurt the game. I think it's hurt keeping guys on the field. I think you see a ton of more injuries, and it's because you don't have to get out there and hit a certain amount of home runs, drive in a certain amount of runs, because that's not the criteria to make money. It's just to have an 800-plus OPS that keeps you in the game, and that's what gets you paid these days. So I don't buy into the pitching thing. Every generation, my grandfather used to say, oh, Randy Johnson doesn't throw that hard. Bob Feller used to throw harder. So what are you talking about, Graham? Randy Johnson's a really good pitcher, you know, and he is up from the Bob Feller. He's up from Steve Carlton, and Steve Carlton threw harder than Bob Feller. That's just life. That's what we all go through. That's what these guys come up and are trained to hit. If 90 was the thing for me in college baseball, 92, that was a guy throwing hard. Well, now it's 94. The guns are all different. It's all about entertainment. All we talk about after the game is exit velo, and he was throwing that. His spin rate was really up. Who cares? Did you win or did you lose the game? Did you execute? Did you not execute? And I think we get caught in the weeds too much with that. I'm getting way away from it, but 31 to 35, yes, it's definitely a downtrend. I think you see the guys that scuffle are the guys that have more miles on their legs than others. Manny Machado's been in the big league since he's been 19, 20 years old, playing 162 games, and those guys have more mileage than your typical mid-30s player who did the normal minor leagues, probably had some time off. But the guys that play every year in and year out, and if avoided injury, that's a lot of miles, and it does weigh down. First thing to go, especially as a hitter, is your legs. If my legs went, I knew it. I just didn't have that youthful spring that we all are born with and we have for a long time. And when you lose it, you kind of start to appreciate and look around. You start to question yourself and what you can do.
Brett, you know, you mentioned Corey Seager kind of being the key to the offense and them bouncing back. And if you can get Seager back and everybody else is hitting like they are, that might be enough to keep them competitive. But we also got back in the last week, Wyatt Langford returned to the lineup after being away for as long as he was. And that's a guy that it feels like all Rangers fans have just been waiting for. Like, he's been a good player for us, but like we're waiting for him to take that next step up and become a true star in the game. Do you think he can still reach that this year? Is he further away? When you were dealing with him last year, how far away did you think he was from just consistently being one of the better hitters in the majors?
I thought it was 2 years. You know, I think Wyatt, and everybody knows Wyatt's one of my favorite guys. He's just, you know, he knows one speed 100% and just tinkers, and he's going to figure it out himself. I think what Wyatt's been, he got thrust in the big leagues really quick. And I thought, you know, Wyatt Langford's a guy playing in the big leagues that should be in the minor leagues working on it, but he's too talented. Last year, I think he made strides, and I figured he's had this label put on superstar. You know, he's kind of got a body like Mike Trout, and they've been making those comparisons. Well, it's not really fair for anybody to be compared to Mike Trout. It's like in my generation being compared to Griffey coming up. It's just not really a fair comparison. So I don't think the Trout thing is a comparison I would put on Wyatt, but I think he's just learning. He's a work in progress. And is he ever? I think he's. To sit here and say I was going to be the best player in baseball one day, it's like, no, it's like I want to get him to a level where he's going to be a good all-star player, and let's see if in 2-3 years he's an MVP candidate. So I think there's been unfair expectations. Definitely a talented guy. Missed a lot of time this year, but I think this year I expect him to be better than he was a year ago when he gets to play consistently and stays healthy. But as far as putting the, oh, he's going to be this MVP Corey Seager, That's pretty lofty to put on anybody. I think Wyatt is what he is, and I think he's going to be a really good player if he can stay healthy. I think one day you're going to be talking about Wyatt in MVP conversation. Whether he's going to win one or not, I don't know. But when you get to that level, when you're talked about, I think that's kind of work making to that stardom level that people strive to be at.
Brett Boone, every other Wednesday here, brought to you by Granger on Sean and RJ on your home for Rangers baseball. Your thoughts on a possible salary cap?
Huh. Well, I know what the union's going to tell these guys, and what we've always been that baseball. You mentioned salary cap, especially hard salary cap, and the players just go crazy. No way, we'll never have it. We're the only sport that doesn't have it. Who wouldn't, as an owner, who wouldn't want to have your costs fixed and your organization just going through the roof as far as their value and worth billions and billions of dollars? So hard salary cap's never going to work. They threw it out there as that first proposal. Of course it was low. Of course they wanted a reaction from the player, so in 6 months from now they can come back, and when they've made strides and made a better offer, they can say, well, this is where we started from. Well, anybody could start at ground zero and then come up to four and say, look how far I've come. So I think that was just kind of putting it out there to get a feel for how the union would react. I just think there's so much money in the game. Their revenue's so high. Internationally, it's doing so well. They got to find a way to work it out and not stop. I was there in 94. I was a rep. I went through it. The game was hurt when we canceled the playoffs in the World Series. Start thinking about that, too. When is this going to happen? Because the leverage comes when the owners have the most to lose. So if the players decide, and they're not going to want to do it, are you going to have a postseason this year? Because once you get past the postseason, the World Series, the owners have made all their money. So now they can just sit on your neck and wait. So it's going to be interesting, the back and forth. I hope it doesn't happen. There hasn't been a major work stoppage since 94, but I went through it, and it's no fun, and it took us 4 or 5 years to get back. The fans, they don't like it. You know, they look at these, they just want to be entertained. They want to go to the game. And when you see both sides, billionaire owners and the players today making 10, 20, 30 million, the regular fan that just wants to go watch you play, they don't want to hear about all that nonsense. And I can't disagree with that. So hopefully they get it done. They've had a mix up on the union side as far as the leadership. And, I just hope these guys get it together and keep it out of the public as much as possible and just have a great 2026 season. I'd hate to see at this point with all the strides they've made. And I talked about especially internationally, just to kind of really put a damper on that by either a lockout or a strike.
Awesome stuff as always, brother. Thank you so much. We'll do it again.
Thanks, guys.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.